So those of you that follow me on Twitter or Facebook will know that earlier this week I started a video blog. Now, the idea of the blog is just to give you my thoughts, experiences, maybe a few reviews as I travel around the internet. The first one was on a company called Flatter. If you haven't seen it yet, check out Joel Buckland's Tube. I know it's not an original name, but if you check it out there, you'll find Joel Buckland My Virtual Life playlist, and that's where I'm going to keep all my video blogs. But I decided, along with the video blogs, that I will start doing a podcast. It's going to be a less formal way of communicating with you. It's not going to be based on just digital things like the video blog is. It's just going to be my life in general, my thoughts in general. It means I don't have to set up any lights and I could just have a chat. But when talking to a few of my friends about this, a lot of them were asking me why I want to do it. Well, for the last few years, I've been telling companies that videos and podcasts and so on is a great way for them to communicate and for them to sort of advertise the services they do and get to know their clients more. But I haven't been producing any for myself. I produce videos and blogs and all sorts of material for companies all the time and get very little time to actually spend doing my own. And so for New Year, I decided I'd change this. One of the reasons I've chosen sort of video and audio is I'm actually dyslexic. I've spent a number of years now, well, most of my life, learning ways to overcome dyslexia, but it has given me a passion for communicating via means other than text. Now, I managed to achieve a master's degree earlier this year. Last year now, we're in 2012. It was the summer of 2011. And so I've managed to find ways of overcoming my writing problems. Due to my dyslexia, I spent a lot of my youth trying to find different ways of communicating. I trained originally as an actor and spent a lot of my teen years working in TV and theatre. As I grew up, I decided to train as a filmmaker, and eventually I did my master's in transmedia storytelling. And for me, I find audio and visual communication a lot more personal than written work, and now that could be just down to the way I like to process information. But I heard some facts a few years ago that kind of stuck with me. I don't know if they're still true now. It's something I'd have to re-research. But I was told that 70% of the world is non-literate. And by that, that's the illiterate and people that can read and write, but for some reason or another choose not to. And that just seems like a lot of people. And so we're talking about a large number of people who don't process information through the written word. And if you think about it, the written word in throughout history is actually just quite a small chunk of our history. So to try and get out to more people, communicate with more cultures, which is something I find very interesting. I've travelled the world, been lucky enough to visit places like Africa and China, Mexico. And when going to these places, I always find it interesting to meet the local people. And if I was just trying to write to them, I probably wouldn't have got as much information out of them as I have done from talking to them, and probably wouldn't have enjoyed the experience quite as much. One of the things I'd absolutely love to do is that go out and teach people some digital skills and find some way of providing sustainable digital services so that people from cultures that are more oral-based are able to share their stories with us, whether it's just through blogging and vlogging, or whether it's media production. Now, I know a lot of countries have their own media production, but in my experience, it's still very institutionalized. It's not very individual. I don't know many people from the places in Africa I've been to that will just pick up a camera and be able to video themselves and talk to you about what their day's been like. I know I'd absolutely love to hear what their day's been like, because no doubt very different to how mine is. So I think video and podcasting gives you this opportunity to reach more people and find out about a lot more than the written word generally does.